He moonwalked his way into history, but Michael Jackson's financial moves were not nearly as smooth. The King of Pop sold an astounding 750 million albums. Thriller alone sold more than 100 million copies, the most successful studio album of all time. But Michael Jackson's penchant for the opulent and the oddball led him to the brink of financial ruin. He also had to fund a team of lawyers to fend off continual lawsuits. By the time of his 2005 molestation trial, court records showed Jackson was $300 million in debt and spending $30 million more per year than he was taking in.
He lost all interest in how much money was being made and how much money he had and how much money was being lost along the way.
He funded his elaborate lifestyle by borrowing against his three main assets: his Neverland Valley ranch, worth as much as $90 million, his own music catalog, as well as a second catalog he co-owned with Sony. It includes more than 250 Beatles songs. Jackson outbid Paul McCartney for the rights in the mid-80s.
This will be it. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
In March, Jackson announced his comeback, returning to the stage for 50 shows in London. 750,000 tickets sold out in just 4 hours, $85 million that now needs to be refunded. Jackson was expected to earn $20 to $30 million from the shows, plus a potential $400 million for an expected worldwide tour. He needed the money. Neverland and many of his possessions were almost sold at auction, and the house paramedic showed up at yesterday was one Jackson was renting for a reported $100,000 per month. Here's another look at the Hollywood Walk of Fame, where Michael Jackson's fans are lining up to pay tribute at his star. Now, as for his will, one of the big questions will be about that music catalog with those lucrative Beatles songs. Michael Jackson's share alone is said to be worth up to $500 million.